We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Twerking.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, and away we go on this Thursday podcast. It's not often that we have, like, breaking sports news in the morning, but we just got the Justin Fields news. Don't know exactly what it is, but it was kind of unusual that we had an alert.
Yeah, very unusual. But probably right now, as people are listening to this, even if you're one of the early people, you may even then know what the injury is. Probably know within an hour, right?
I was going to say, I think more like either tonight or tomorrow.
Really?
Only from the standpoint is, my guess would be, as great as that facility is, I don't know what kind of medical devices. I don't know if they have MRI machines there. I don't know how they have to or what hospital they would go to. Either way, I don't know that they would release anything until probably tomorrow. But you're right. In a couple of hours, we might know what it is.
What you'll get is speculation from the people that are at camp, the writers, the broadcasters, that sort of thing.
It doesn't sound great.
It does not sound great. Non-contact, carted off the field injury, Justin Fields.
And what you said is the first problem that's problematic for me. Non-contact.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, when there's contact, at least you go, oh, it hurts because he got drilled in the ankle.
Yes. You see a quarterback get drilled all the time. They go out. You're like, oh, my God, look, he died. He's out there two plays later.
Yeah.
But this is different. So,
yeah.
This is also, though, real quick, and then we'll move on to the stuff you have. This is what annoys the living crap out of me. And it's not, I'm not going to reference specific people because it's everybody in this business, and it seems like it's every fan. You can't do this because you could get hurt. You can't do that because you could get hurt. You can't play in the WBC because you can get hurt doing anything. And the idea that, yeah, but at least it's, you know, in your uniform. What effing difference does it make? Like, this guy is jogging on a practice field in July. Do you feel any better that it happened because he was wearing your helmet? Like, come on. Like, just play. Crap is going to happen. And it annoys me. Like, the whole Diaz thing from a few years ago. Oh, he shouldn't have been in the WBC. He got hurt jumping up and down and celebrating. Stop. Like, you know, crap happens.
As Jerry Jones said, you get hit by a car.
You could get hit by a car. Yes.
I'm surprised we actually don't, you know, and I'm somebody who doesn't like to see players, like, skiing in the off season, doing any of that stuff, because I feel like they're going to get hurt. Yet, the most dangerous things we all do every day is get in a car and drive.
Correct.
And we don't ever say, hey, here's a $50 million year deal. No getting in a car for
right.
you, whether
you can't
you're
play
driving
basketball,
or
you
a passenger.
Can drive.
Yeah,
and some people, I'm not saying players specifically, but some people have a need for speed. We have seen many athletes get pulled over doing excessive, you know, speeds. I don't know if things like that. I know the outside sports, there are parts of their contract that don't allow, let's say, beach volleyball or, you know, whatever. But I don't think anybody tells them they can't drive or they have to hire a driver. Not that that's any better, because they get into an accident too.
Yeah. I always think of Boomer with hiring a driver, because a lot of times when we go places with the station and they'll offer to get you a car or something, like, And Boomer always drives himself because I think he told the story. I think he was with Cincinnati where he had a car service, not even a random dude with an Uber, but a car service that when they were driving on the highway, the guy started to like get sleepy.
Yeah. We had a trip when I was at Rutgers this year. We had that Portland-Seattle trip. And we went right from, I don't remember if it was Washington or whichever, it doesn't matter which direction it was, but I think we went from Portland to Seattle. And we had like 3 days in between games, and they were contemplating, do you stay over in Portland after the game or do you, and they decided, no, we'll just, it's only a 4-hour drive. We'll go right there. And I remember keeping, I wasn't sitting there staring at him, but kept checking just to make sure, like the driver who, it's a long day for him. And he was fine. He was good. It wasn't an issue. But like you could definitely see that, you know, it's 11 o'clock at night. You've been driving straight for 4 hours. We did actually stop in the middle, maybe for him to kind of get up and move around. But yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Just because you hire a driver doesn't mean it's safer.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, and that doesn't go for people drinking. I don't mean that. I mean, they could get into an accident just as easy as you could.
Doze right off. Jerry, I got a letter from a long-time, it was a direct message, but from a long-time podcast listener who needs advice.
Okay.
And he came right to the right people. Hey, Al, long-time podcast listener. I love your and Jerry's takes on my situation, and I prefer to stay anonymous.
All right.
I'm 30. I live in Hoboken. I work in finance with a solid salary and my own apartment. I have a 3% mortgage from back in 2022.
Nice.
I'm engaged. My fiance lives in New York City, and we're planning a wedding. We want a meaningful celebration with close friends and family. But the idea of spending $100,000 on one day feels excessive.
Yeah.
Our parents are generously covering half. But we'd still be looking at $50,000 to $60,000 out of pocket.
What the hell?
I just can't justify draining savings for a 5-hour event, especially with expectations around starting a family and potentially moving to the suburbs. I'd rent out my apartment if we go that route. Wedding costs and culture seems out of control. How would you recommend finding a middle ground? Am I being practical or am I being cheap?
No, I don't think you're being cheap at all. I think it is practical, and I think you can still have a fantastic day without all the excessive bells and whistles. And I think exactly what you just said is what he should look to do, scale it down. You don't need a wedding that's going to have 200 people. Now, my wedding did have 200. I think we had 190 people at my wedding, and my wedding was expensive back in the day. Not $100,000 expensive, but it was, you know, in 1999, it was expensive for the time.
Right, it might be equivalent to that.
Sure, very possible. And regardless of who is paying for it or not, I think what you're saying is very logical. You know, if you do a wedding, I guess my question would be, could you scale it down to something like a party of 50 people, of really closest friends and family, where you're kind of cutting out the fringe friends, the fringe cousins, things like that. And let's say you go to a nice restaurant that's got a small banquet room as opposed to a wedding factory. You can also go the DJ route as opposed to the band route. You can, you know, you don't have to hire the photographer that's going to charge 10 grand for the day. You don't need the videographer anymore because you can video a lot on your phone these days, and take it from someone who paid a lot of money for someone to film their wedding. Neither me or my wife have ever, ever put the VHS tape in, and now couldn't if we wanted to because it's a VHS tape. I mean, there's so much money wasted in weddings. So you 100% can scale this down and make it a very, very, I don't want, not cheap, but I think a fairly priced event.
I wonder if he feels pressure because he said he works in the finance industry. So is there an expectation that if you have a decent job that you would have a better, bougier wedding because of that?
Yeah, but I also see a lot of wealthier people that have basically gotten away from the gigantic wedding and in some cases have done nothing more than a backyard party. Do you remember when we were working with Craig? I think it was, I'm almost certain it was Craig. He brought up someone had, I think, invited us. Maybe it was Gio, but I think this was during Craig's time. Someone had invited us to their backyard wedding, and it was no gifts, wear what you want, we're playing beer pong, we're wearing Hawaiian shirts, and we're having a party, and we're playing cornhole, and it's going to be a blast. Just come celebrate the day. And I remember they got back to us like a week later, and everyone had so much fun. Like, it doesn't have to be this hoity-toity, put a suit on, let's do that. It can be fun. It doesn't have to be the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. One thing he didn't say in his direct message.
What his wife wants.
Yeah.
I knew it. I thought the same thing.
He didn't say, my wife and I think this is ridiculous. And I think that's a big one.
It is.
It also, what's interesting in that is that they say, like, one of the big arguments amongst couples is how they handle money.
Sure.
Like, does she think it's completely makes sense to spend $100,000 on a one-day event? Or is she also like, hey, this doesn't seem like we should be spending $50,000. Even if the parents are paying half, we're still going to have to foot the bill for $50,000.
So here's the question I'll ask you. What's the difference between justification or truth? Because you can justify anything. You can sit there and say, and a lot of people will do this, it's the one and only time you hope to get married. It is a lifetime memory, price be damned. It's my one time to be the princess and all of that stuff. Or the truth of the matter is, that's all a show. If you care for each other, who cares how you get married, how it's celebrated, enjoy your life together. Which one is it? I think it could be somewhere in the middle, which is kind of what I was saying to him.
Yeah, I think you need somewhere in the middle.
I really do think you can make it a great day without having 200 people and spending $100,000. I really do.
Is that, you think, the biggest cost is the number of people you're inviting?
Yeah, because from my experience when I got married, the biggest number was the banquet hall. It's just what they charge per plate is, I mean, I'm talking 26 years ago, it was a lot of money. Now, I believe, and we talk to Allie all the time, she works all these weddings, I believe the price per plate is so exorbitant now that I don't even think when people give you the gifts anymore, it covers the hall any longer. Mm. The other thing we didn't mention is what, like, Allie does for a living. It's become very popular for the fiance, the wife, to hire a makeup artist, which costs a lot of money. So you've got, if you hire a band, it's a lot. If you hire a very popular DJ, it's a lot. Or you go with a local guy who can play the same goddamn music and can still have a good time. The photographer's a fortune. The makeup artist could be a lot. The drink package you get could be a lot. There's a lot of money that is thrown around.
Limos.
I didn't even think about that. Right? The limos for the day, especially if you get them for the entirety, at least yours, because you want them to stay for you. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
I did always think about that. Like, man, that would, all for one day's worth.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you rather have that pile of cash? I think all the time, like, I come back from vacation. And I was like, that was great and all, but would I rather have.
And do what with it, though?
You know, $5,000 to $7,000 here.
But to do what with it?
I don't know.
For the rest of your life, you will be able to go back and check your Google Photos and relive Montana.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of neat. You know, and we talk about this all the time. How many times the vacations that we have taken, and now because, you know, my one son's 20, my other's 15. I've got, like, well, I got on Google Photos much later than you. I got on in 2011 or 12, I forget. So the last, like, 13 years of my life are documented pretty good in my phone. And when I see those vacations that pop up from 2013 and the boys are so little and I watch the videos and I'm listening to them talk, if I sat home and counted the money, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, I think I do think the experience is what we're here for. If not, you're just existing.
Yeah. It's certainly a balance, right? You don't want to blow all your money.
I agree.
But you can't save all your money.
Correct. I wouldn't tell you to go take $100,000 out of your 401k and take a month of vacation in Australia. But 5-6 days somewhere that you want to go is great.
That's true. One of the other things, too, you mentioned, like, having a wedding videographer and all that, and then not being able to watch the video because it's on VHS, or even if you did, would you?
Right, I have to transfer it somehow.
Yeah. You're more likely to watch, like if people attend your wedding and then somewhere on their table you tell them where, hey, any photos you take, send them to this.
Right.
You'd be more likely to watch a 10-second clip, 30-second yes. clip than a whole wedding video.
Our video is 4 hours. This was not the day.
Four hours.
Because it wasn't the day of digital editing.
It wasn't. It was capture now, everything.
We didn't get just a raw. They did edit
it. Yeah, they edited it.
Because they were, I believe we had three different cameras rolling. It's 4 hours. I don't want to watch 4 hours. No thanks. Now, I really should get it switched over to digital.
Yeah.
But we've never watched it. And you know what? I actually think it'd be depressing at this point. Because the people that were there, there's a lot of them that aren't with us anymore.
Right.
It's sad. You know, I don't believe I necessarily, I guess it would be cool to see my grandmother again. But I also know she passed away not long after that. You know, like, I feel like she made it to our wedding. And as soon as we got back from our honeymoon, I think she passed away like 3 days later. I think it really, she tried as best you
can. She tried to make it.
And she did. I was like, ah, oh, see that? You know, it's like other aunts and uncles that were all gone. It's just,
it's weird seeing people on video who've passed.
Sure.
Especially nowadays, like back when you were videoing your wedding, the videos were certainly clear, but they weren't like,
not like now,
crystal clear like they are HD now.
Yeah.
That is really strange to me to see someone alive on a crystal clear HD video that is not here anymore. That's very strange.
Right, because you can make the case when you see the film of Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle.
Yeah.
It's like film and it's grainy. It's almost like they're mythical fake figures.
Yeah.
Unless you're, of course, in their family. In our case, it's very real.
It also used to be like even when I would watch shows like Dateline or 60 Minutes, whatever, talking about like a murder.
Yeah.
And they'd show a picture of the victim. And it was always a little blurry. I was sure. Like, yeah, this person's like, you could tell they're dead. Look how blurry their picture is. Now it's just like
full of life,
crystal clear.
Yeah.
And the person's just dead. Like, where is Ozzy Osbourne today?
He's probably sitting in a coffin somewhere.
But like, he was just here.
I know. I heard Billy Corgan talking about him yesterday, as a matter of fact. And he was at the event 2 weeks ago. And he basically said, same thing I said to my wife. Like, he could not believe when he got the news, given the way Ozzy's attitude and performance was, even though he was in the chair, he was full of life that night.
Yeah.
And was so into the spectacle and being Ozzy again. He's like, if you would have told me he died 2 years after that, that's fine. He's like, a week and a half?
Yeah.
He's like, how is that possible? But yes, Ozzy is in a coffin somewhere, just existing until he's buried or cremated.
He's somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
But where is Ozzy's soul, Jerry? The soul of Ozzy.
We won't know till the day comes.
Is it in a new baby already?
No.
Ozzy's soul.
I do not believe
a
that.
A new baby. Somewhere there's a baby with Ozzy written across the knuckles of a small baby hand.
Do not believe that. I'm sorry.
And this baby's turning a cross upside down and the parents are nervous. They're like, our baby has grabbed a cross and flipped it upside down. Is our baby the devil? No, your baby's Ozzy Osbourne.
I don't think Ozzy's soul flew into any other kid's body.
That's unfortunate.
And by the way, anybody that believes that, go for it. If that gives you comfort, or that's great. I don't see it. I just don't.
So what's your advice to this fella, Jerry, about his
I think I gave it.
Wedding. Sum it up. So it is.
Scale it down.
Scale it down.
First of all, find out what the. We got incomplete information. Right. We need to know how the fiance feels about this, because that could be a huge sticking point, as you point out. If she is in line with him and maybe they feel like they're doing it because it's something they're supposed to do, the hell with that. Do what you guys want to do and you can still make it a great day. Just reduce the numbers a little bit and maybe not go so extravagant, because at the end of the day, I will tell you, I remember where we had our wedding. I remember that it was nice. If you asked me the details of the room, and I don't remember at this point. I do not.
I also think for the most part now, if you're attending a wedding, you have an idea how much of a gift you're going to give. Mm. And it really probably depends on your relationship to the person.
Sure.
whether they have that at a super bougie place or in a regular place, you're going to give the same gift probably. Or do you consider where the wedding is?
I don't agree with that. I think
the only time I considered where the wedding was when we went to Sydney, Esaias, and Matt's wedding. That was at a bougie place.
100%. I think it does come into play because
out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
A, what they're spending on it. I think you do have to be somewhat sensitive of that. B, you know, the quality of the food you're going to get and the night and the atmosphere. If you were going, so here would be the example. Let's say your niece, for instance. Now, maybe not a great example because I think you'd give a lot anyhow, but let's say your sister decided to do a backyard wedding. Nice wedding. She got a couple of tents. They even hired a bartender, and it was really cool. They were playing cornhole, and they do a music and everything, but you're in their backyard. Or they go to a place at a country club that you know is costing them $95,000, and you know it's costing them $400 a head. Are you giving the same gift?
Yeah, probably not.
Because I can make the case, you give your niece $500 for the backyard barbecue party or $800 for the really nice country club, they're making more on the $500 than they are. So I think part of you feel, I have, you know, and I'm bad with knowing what these things cost, but we've always tried to figure out what it does cost and come close to it because it's just, you're laying out so much money for these things.
Do you think most people that... When you're driving past a catering hall, a decent one, and there's a wedding going on there, do you think the bride and groom walk away that day owing money or making money from the gifts?
Depends on who's buying and who's paying. I think the net number is a negative. I do not believe you make the money back, which is why. So like in my case, very fortunate that Kim's parents... I think paid for almost all of our wedding. And if not, my parents kicked in some as well. But I mean, Kim's dad was very much into, my daughter's getting married, I'm paying for it. And I do think they paid for the majority, if not all of our wedding, which was super nice. Kim and I paid for the DJ and the photographer. My parents picked up all the engagement stuff the night before festivities and whatever was left over. So we were very fortunate. We did walk away with a good amount of money, but that's because we didn't lay out what it cost for the wedding.
Yeah, that's the ideal.
I think it's a complete negative.
Yeah, you have to be in a situation where somebody's helping somewhere along the line with the wedding, and then if you could walk away with a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
The real unfortunate thing is if you spend a lot of money on a wedding that you're paying for, now you're a new married couple in the hole.
Correct.
That sucks.
Correct. Like you're not
going to do that.
I would believe that if you go to one of these really nice banquet halls, wedding factories, whatever you want to call them, and you're paying for that wedding and the photographer and the DJ or the band and the whatever and the limos, I think you are taking a major hit.
Yeah.
I don't think it comes close. Could be wrong, because I don't think people realize how much these places cost. And I think, let's say, for instance, you give $400. That $400 seems like a decent gift, but it might cost $220 a head. You're minus $40 for that one couple.
Right.
So for every couple that gives you $800, you're going to have how many that give you $300, $250, $400? Then you're working in a deficit.
Yep.
So that's a tough one.
Very tough.
Tough one.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. Now, you are out tomorrow. Gio is out tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the warm-up show, I got me and CeeLo, all fine and dandy. The actual show itself, Boomer and Phil Sims.
Yeah.
We don't even have a traffic cop in there.
How about the next two shows? So you got Boomer and Phil with CeeLo, but at least you and Eddie are in the control room.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, I'm doing the show. Danny Wexelman is coming in again. So it's me and her.
Boomer and Gio out next
They are out Monday. You and Eddie are out Monday. And I don't know if CeeLo's coming in.
Are they out all week or just Monday?
Just Monday.
And you don't even know if CeeLo's coming in. Damn.
I my guess is CeeLo is coming in.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. What are we doing around here?
Gonna be rough. Gonna be a rough one. All right, Jerry. Warm-up show right here, right now. See ya!
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.